Here we are nearing the the 55-game mark of the season, and they not only are looking like that, they are looking like a contender in the Eastern Conference. Arthur Staple joins us once again. Arthur, you've been on the show for over a decade, and a lot of the times, things were not rosy in Islanders. They talked about owner changes and moving, and now in the last year on Long Island, the Islanders look like a legitimate playoff contender who could end their time on Long Island in a positive note. I guess what has been for you now, guys, cover the team for this long, what's been the biggest improvement? What's allowed them to jump so high in the standings?
I'd have to say I hate to give the kind of cliche answer. It's such a combination of things. I think the thing that put them over the top was clearly the trades that Garth Snow made a week before the season started to get Nick Leddy and Johnny Boychuk. I think that those two moves were kind of eye-openers to a lot of the longtime core guys in the room who felt like they had a good team. But the fact that Garth Snow has been very patient in rebuilding this team, willing to withstand a lot of losing seasons to get to where they wanted to be, and then at the very last minute, kind of unexpectedly with that 1-2 punch, didn't really have to give up very much. And added basically his top defense pair for the season, and they I think that really spurred them off to a good start, which was crucial. They had such bad starts to seasons the last few years, and they were off and running, and I think the conference just kind of grew from there.
Looking ahead now, obviously the back end additions have really helped in Boychuk and Leddy. The fact that Boychuk's still a UFA, hasn't signed. Are you hearing anything on that front? I would assume the Islanders want to re-sign him. What do you think it's going to take? What do you think the chances are he doesn't test free agency?
I think a lot of it has to do with whether he wanted to be here long term and to be a part of this team that's kind of on the rise. And by all accounts, I think he likes it here. His family likes it on Long Island. And he's experienced success in Boston. So I don't think necessarily he seems like the kind of guy that's going to want to go to the highest bidder, go to a team that's, looking to kind of get a marquee guy, but not necessarily have the quality around him. So, I think it could certainly get done. I don't know if it'll get done before the end of the regular season, but the Islanders are determined to keep him. They know how important he's been to this season and how important he could be in seasons going forward. And if he decides that this is where he wants to be, I don't see it lasting too long to get towards July 1 just because, he wants to sort of test and see how much money he can get. I think $6 million a year for 6-7 years, probably longer and more money than Garth Snow would like, but that's what you have to do for guys like that.
Have you talked to Boychuk? Has he given you any inclination? Would he be interested in going to Brooklyn, or does he just want to see what the other 29 teams would offer in free agency?
He doesn't really tip his hand too much. I think a lot of, whether it's his agents or Garth Snow, I think they've been able to keep this pretty quiet. But I certainly haven't heard anything definitive one way or the other from Johnny himself. He's a very easygoing guy. He's got young kids that his family moved down to Long Island. I think he wanted to see how they would all get settled in. And they all seem pretty happy. His brothers and his family back in Edmonton, they're certainly very active participants in social media. And they, talking to them when we were up in Western Canada, I think they wanted to see what he was going to do, and were certainly supportive of him being with the Islanders. So, all the circumstantial evidence says he likes being here. But, of course, the money and the contract is the most important thing. So nothing's been done yet. We'll see what happens over these next few months.
Arthur, Opozo is out. I guess the good news is that he's going to return before the playoffs and right before the trade deadline, if I understand. And that's kind of like getting a pretty good addition back on your team. Do you see Garth Snow tweaking his roster, or do you see him making a major move?
Definitely no major moves, and I'm not so sure that they're well positioned to make something, to kind of trade away a mid-round pick for someone who's a rental who can just help their depth. I think Garth Snow felt like they addressed the depth issue in free agency, certainly among their forwards, picking up guys like Mikhail Bobrovsky, Nikolai Kuhlman, and they've had a few guys banged up, and they brought in guys like an old Edmonton draft pick, Colin McDonald. They brought him up from the minors. He scored a goal the other night. So I think he feels like they are where they need to be depth-wise. If there's another injury to an important guy, like the one with Opozo, then maybe things would change over the next few weeks. But I think you hit the nail on the head that they're looking at Kyle Opozo's return in 3 or 4 weeks as as their deadline addition, and certainly it's a big one to have him back in the lineup, and I think that's really what they're pointed towards right now.
Islanders lost to the Oilers a few weeks ago in Edmonton. Edmonton's playing their third game in four nights. I'm guessing the Islanders, they don't want to be like San Jose and losing to the bottom teams on a regular basis. Going back to that Edmonton game, what do you felt, New York had trouble with on the Oilers that night that they're going to try to avoid tonight?
I think it was a lot of self-inflicted wounds for the Islanders. The Oilers obviously capitalized on some things, but there were some pretty egregious plays. Yaro Halak with the giveaway that led to Matt Hendrick's goal that kind of got things off on the wrong foot. There was a giveaway by Lubo Vizhnovsky. Puck bounced off him right in front. So I think they feel like, the mistakes are things that are correctable. They controlled a lot of the play. Otherwise, Ben Skirvins is very good in that game. So I think, being back at home now for the first time in a few games with a couple wins under their belt after they lost three in a row, they're trying very hard to not focus on who the opponent is and focus on what they need to do. But, they've got the Oilers in here tonight. The Leafs come in on Thursday, Columbus Saturday, play in Carolina next week. They were just in Buffalo. These are all games the Islanders, if they, consider to be a good team, you got to win and win decisively. So I think they feel like they've got to come out, and certainly if they have any extra incentive to think back to that game a month ago and realize that, they're going to have to skate and do all those important little things to put a team away that's obviously been struggling but isn't a total pushover.
Thomas Hickey was the number four overall pick, Arthur, with the LA Kings, and obviously didn't pan out, and some people were ready to call him a bust. You look at his minutes. He's playing almost 19 minutes a night now for the New York Islanders. He'll probably never live up to the number four overall status, but how is he evolving, developing as a defenseman?
I think they feel like he's developed well over the last couple seasons of being here. His size is, he's never going to be the biggest guy and be able to throw his weight around. And, his smarts and his skating ability and his passing ability are really what's going to keep him, being a guy who's going to get those 19 minutes a night. And I think they just like his versatility. He's had some struggles. He's had a couple of bad games and been a little worn down. I think it's inevitable with a guy who's a little bit smaller and playing D in the current NHL where you're going to get beat up night after night. But they like the way that he plays. He's paired mostly with Lubo Vizhnovsky. It's kind of two smaller guys who are quick with the puck, and that fits into what the Islanders want to do. And I think, when they went out and picked him up off waivers before the lockout shortened season, they didn't just see a guy who was going to, be a warm body to fill a roster spot and fill a uniform. They saw a guy who, had a lot of potential. Obviously, he's such a high draft pick and a guy who thinks the game pretty well. And Jack Capuano has been a big fan of his this whole time here. So, he'll get his opportunities. He's not going to be, ever going to be a top pair guy necessarily, but he certainly shows flashes in the way that they've built their defense right now. He says he does fit in well.
Arthur Staple, beat reporter for the New York Islanders, join us. Oilers taking on the Islanders tonight. We got Millard coming up with the pregame show just at 4 o'clock. You talk about those two guys being smaller defense, but Nick Leddy's not overly big. Boychuk, of course, is. Do you think the Islanders come playoff time when the games are just a lot more intense and physical? Do they have enough size on their back end?
Yeah, I think the size is obviously important, but the speed of the games and I think the core group of guys that have been here a long time got a little taste of it a couple of years ago to see, when they played that playoff series against the Penguins, there was obviously a lot of physicality in that series. But I think the most important thing to them was, the offense can definitely pinball around and momentum swings quite a bit. And you want guys that are steady, that can handle the puck, that can handle the pressure situations. And I think what they've seen, obviously, from Boychuk, who's a Stanley Cup champion, and from Nick Leddy, who's a Stanley Cup champion. I think, you mentioned Leddy. He's really been one of their unsung heroes this year. He played a lot of heavy minutes that maybe he wasn't used to with such a deep team in Chicago. And I think even though he's only 23, he's shown a lot of poise and a lot of calmness on the ice. And his skating ability is pretty much second to none. So, when you have guys like that who have been around the block a little bit, when you get to playoff time, maybe it's not quite as important to have guys that can be thumping people around as it is to have guys who have been there before and understand the mental fortitude it takes to get through a long playoff series.
Quickly, last one, two young guys, Nelson and Strome. What's the potential of these two guys?
Oh, I think with Brock, you saw it a little bit maybe in the beginning of the year. He's really cooled off quite a bit, but he was getting a lot of goals from in front of the net on the power play, benefiting a lot from Johnny Bojcik's big shot from people keying on John Tavares. He's definitely cooled off a bit, but he's certainly still a good two-way center. He's a big body out there. He knows how to engage. He knows where to be positionally. And the offense will come back for him. You know, he's at 15 goals right now, and it's been a while since he got from 14 to 15. But I think they feel good about him and his future going forward as a 20-25 goal scorer and a good number two, number three center. And as far as Strome is concerned, he got off to a great start offensively. He was doing a lot of stuff, particularly 5-on-5. It wasn't a lot of power play stuff. He moved from center to wing in training camp and made a pretty seamless transition for a guy who maybe they had some concerns about physical play along the wall in front of the net, but he's done everything that's been asked of him. He even mixed in a fight the other night in Boston. So he's a guy who, I think he continues maybe to surprise the Islanders a little bit with the things that he's adding to his game and the willingness of him to, to engage and not really be a perimeter player. It's showing with his numbers, and it's showing with his standing within the team too.
Arthur, I lied. I do have one last one, and I think Oilers fans are curious about this because, you know what, the Islanders were kind of where the Oilers were. They had these young players who on paper should be a good team, and they never made any traction. And, it kind of did not necessarily happen overnight, but boom, they had a few veterans, and suddenly, this team's really competitive. I don't think it was that easy, but was it a culmination of, John Tavares and these young guys finally understanding how to play the game? Was it the veterans? Like, how did the Islanders go from really being an outcast to now being a legit NHL playoff contending team?
It's hard to pinpoint what the one thing is. I think there's a lot of little steps that go into it. Obviously, you get a franchise cornerstone guy like Tavares, and he pans out. I'm sure Oilers fans probably think, if only we'd been terrible a year earlier, we could have had that guy and eight BRs, and we wouldn't have needed all the other guys. Tavares is such a, I think you see as the years go by, he's such a special player and person when it comes to being a cornerstone guy. I think he wants to prove that he's in the same class as the Sidney Crosbys and the Jonathan Toews and those kind of guys. Obviously, he doesn't have the hardware that those guys have, but he's certainly on his way, and you have that piece. You let the other guys grow a little bit, the Kyle Pozos, Josh Bailey's, Travis Hamonic's. They experience a lot of losing. It can weigh on them, but the priority was to keep those guys and not really change things up. I think keeping their coach through all these down years, and Jack Capuano, has paid off with the continuity factor as well. And then you set yourself up by stockpiling prospects and draft picks and the ability to make those two trades that they made that first week of October, not only just spending the money on the guys in free agency, but the trade for Yaro Halak to shore up the goaltending, identifying that as an issue. And then the big trades, having enough draft picks to make to go for those moves. It seemed like they were very far away, and they got closer in the shortened season. They took a step back last year, and I think a lot of their fans are very frustrated, and all of a sudden things can turn around that quickly. So maybe it should be somewhat heartening through all the disappointment for Oilers fans to see that there are some moves you can make to get out of it in a quick and timely fashion and turn things around.
Well, you definitely have to have a GM who's not afraid to make those moves. And you got to get, Gar Snow took a lot of flack for some bad moves he made over the years, but definitely should get credit for the moves he made this summer and into the fall because the Islanders are one of the best teams in the NHL East. Arthur, we appreciate it. Enjoy the game tonight.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jason. Anytime, buddy.